On the show today, we have Forefront Credit Union's very own Zach Eichener talking about, they just signed up, or actually they just launched the digital ID solution called MemberPass. So, and they've got some really cool results to share so far, and it's just the beginning for them, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little digital ID technology with Zach Eichener from Forefront Credit Union. Zach, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. And you guys, I just got word that you guys just went live with the digital ID technology called MemberPass a few weeks ago. So I'm really excited to talk to credit unions about this because I think this technology is a game changer, especially now with the pandemic and all that stuff going on. So how's it going so far? I know it's only been a few weeks, but what's the status here?
Yeah, everything has been great. So we went live October 5th. So it's been 2 weeks yesterday.
Okay.
And we started out really with kind of a soft launch. So sure. October 5th, we went live, but it was more right now our frontline kind of communicating with membership, trying to talk to them about that either new account opening through our contact center or through our digital service center, which services all of our ITMs.
Okay.
We've had 163 members already sign up.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And we're really working on a larger marketing push here over the coming weeks to now that we've kind of got our feet and we understand kind of how to communicate on the process through to really ramp that up and see how we can expand this and have even more members kind of receiving that benefit.
Right. Any feedback so far? I mean, it's still early, but any feedback that you've received from members or staff?
The early feedback is it's really painless and it's really easier than what people thought, right?
Oh, really? Okay.
Actually, it sounds complicated, but you kind of go through the process and it's really simple from an enrollment standpoint, from an authentication standpoint. Mm-hmm. So very positive feedback with that.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Finish that thought. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, just you know, positive feedback from how simple it is to actually utilize.
Yeah, that's really good news for sure because we're all about easy these days for sure.
That's right.
Anything's easy, we'll take it. Hey, so let's step back a little bit here. Why did you guys sign up for MemberPass? What attracted you to this technology? Because I mean, for me, I've been following it for quite a while, and I'm really excited about it. So, and the potential, why did you guys, what attracted you toward it?
We've been following CU Ledger for a while too, and kind of seeing how this whole thing went when it was my CU ID still, and really kind of watching that through. And so I got my start in credit unions, really leading contact centers. And so a lot of my time prior to promoting to an executive level was really contact center member experience and understanding those friction points and truly authenticating members and how that challenge comes in. And so having a unique way to really get a secure authentication that's simple and lines that process. Again, everything should be easy. That's what we want right now, right? We want easy, and we usually don't get that. So it was just trying to find the right time. And with my CU ID, it didn't feel as simple to explain. The process seemed a little bit kind of bulky. Mm-hmm. But it involved a lot of, you know, kind of early on building your own blockchain. And so we just didn't have the technical wherewithal internally to handle that or the clear value proposition that it's matured into now. And so recently sat in on a demo where they were talking about the full integration to Symitar Episys, which is our core, and saw how simple it was and said, you know what, it's time. We're going to go ahead and jump in now because we've got a compelling offering.
And based on my understanding, this kind of like leaps over the whole, asking numerous questions or being, you know, prompted to answer numerous security questions and things like that. So, I mean, is there any way you can kind of explain it on a layman's level on how it works for you guys or members out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's a secure connection to a member's smart device. Once we've authenticated that person through our normal laborious process that first time through, which involves usually a couple account questions and 3 to 4 wallet questions, And the average time is 45 to 60 seconds to authenticate a member and start helping them, right? Once we get that done, though, we can go ahead and connect them and set them up through MemberPass. That process, the first time through, takes 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
After that, though, when those members call in, when they stop at the ITM, we run a spec file. It sends a push notification to their smart device. They authenticate and say, yes, it's me. We receive that back. That travel back and forth takes anywhere from about 7 to 10 seconds.
Wow.
Gated member, and we move right into helping them out at that point.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. That is amazing. Yeah, I mean, gosh, I mean, anything you got to set up for the first time is going to take a little bit of time to set it up. But wow, once you, and it's almost kind of like you set it and forget it. Now it's like, okay, now you're just ready to roll and you're in within 10 seconds, it sounds like. So it's,
yeah.
How cool is that? And it's all done basically on this guy, right?
Yep.
Oh
yeah, absolutely.
That is so cool. So I'm going to step back again. Did COVID have anything to do with your decision-making on this, or were the wheels already turning before the pandemic hit?
The wheels are already turning on it. Okay. We were kind of waiting for that. We've always been really focused on digital solutions to make things easier. And so during this whole pandemic, we've really realized a large benefit from that too, from remote deposit to, you know, ITMs to all these different things we were already doing. They were really valuable and really useful at that time, but we were already heading down that road. But I'll say that the more that we can come up with these contactless ways to authenticate members, to help them, all of these things are things that people are really looking for now and value more themselves. And so I think that's really going to help adoption going forward, being more open to these kind of tools.
No doubt. And it sounds like, well, I guess the timing of this for you guys was pretty good. So to put it bluntly. So what are some of the benefits that you guys have seen so far? Obviously, it sounds like a huge time saver, and there's a cool factor with it as well, I would think, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we haven't had anybody fail authentication yet. So far it's been good. It's been, you know, we have our members, we're speeding time up. We you know, still haven't hit that 200 enrolled users yet. So we haven't seen the overall benefit that we're going to see at scale, right? Where you start shaving 30 to 45 seconds off of every call times 20,000 calls a month, you see a lot of time savings there. And so we're looking forward to that as we go forward. But where the easy wins have been those members who have truly adopted, who are coming through either calling or sound of the ITM. And when you can push that through that first time, it's that win there, you know, a smile like, oh, that was really simple.
Yeah. Really cool as well. So what are some goals that you guys have in mind using this technology?
I got really aggressive on my goals and I didn't realize that. Right. So we're looking for 15% of our memberships, so around 13,000 members by the end of the year is what we're looking for. I'm really hoping that's going to be the case. We have about 27% of our members call our call center any given month. So I'm looking for, you know, around half of that. Mm-hmm. If we can do that with our new members and then kind of, you know, bringing on board our existing members, I feel like we've really knocked it out of the park. There aren't a lot of credit unions currently using it, so you don't have a lot of benchmarks. So that can be fun because you don't self-limit, right? And so we're shooting out saying 15%, that's what I want to see, because that's when we're going to see some real returns from a time standpoint on scale and everything else. So we're looking for 13,000 members by the end of the month, or by the end of the year. Really hopeful that we'll pull that off.
Yeah, I think you guys will hit it for sure. I mean, once word starts spreading, you know, how cool this technology is, I think a lot of people, it's going to snowball for you. So yeah, I'm excited to see those numbers as well. So what's next? Having said that, what's next for Forefront and MemberPass? I mean, are there other plans in use to use it, or is the contact center the main place that you see using it, or where else?
Yeah, you know, contact center ITM is our first and second channel. We think that we have our biggest wins there, and really even ITM over call center, right? When we're coming through those lines, moving people through, they don't want to scan their ID, they don't want to deal with all that stuff, they don't want to answer questions through the ITM either. So getting it there is really that immediate need. What we're hoping to do is get to a point where with member pass and geolocation, potentially even getting to the point that members come inside a branch that we already know it's them, they're already authenticated, we can just say, hey, thanks for coming in, Mike. How can I help you today? Because I already know it's you, right? That's that scale we'd like to see it get to. We haven't seen exactly how it plays in a branch yet. You know, when you walk into a branch, typically, you know, you do have your wallet with you. It's not as cumbersome to present ID, but we're still waiting to see how that plays. But for us, it's really getting that high adoption in the contact center through our digital service center for the ITMs, and then hoping that we can help grow the technology itself to be sophisticated enough to help us just really wow people when they're walking off the street.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited for you guys. And to have this at a credit union kind of spearheading this, that just makes it even more cool, you know? So, and it just really says a lot for the industry that, hey, you know what, let's push that envelope. Let's check this out and let's see how this thing works. So it's so kudos to you guys for really stepping up and stepping out and doing that type of stuff. I know you, again, I think you guys are going to really hit those numbers for sure. It's going to snowball once people get word about how cool this stuff is. So it's really neat. Anything else to wrap up here, Zach? Any final words of wisdom here? Because this is really exciting, not only for you guys, but I think the industry as well.
No, and I think I would stress that is this is one of those things that's great too, because it's a shared digital identity. It's something where members authenticate the credit union and they authenticate themselves. So yeah, it can help prevent phishing. Mm-hmm. We can send that, right? So it's that dual authentication piece that's great. And then as more credit unions come on board, member pass can be that single source that they use at, you know, all the credit unions across the country. So it really, I think, helps us be even more competitive and show that we have members up front. And it's really rare that you can find great authentication and great fraud prevention that doesn't bring more friction to the experience. And here it definitely does not. And
yeah, so you reduce that friction.
Encourage people to, you know, absolutely check it out, because there's a lot of value here for you and for the entire membership that you serve.
Indeed, indeed. Well put, sir. Well, I'll let you get back to work, because I know you're probably a busy man these days. So
well, thank you.
Appreciate the time. Well done, Zach. Appreciate it. Well done. Yeah, keep up the good work. Maybe we'll visit down the road as well. I'd love to come back in like 6 months or so and see how it's going.
Sounds great, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zach. Well done.